It is the Joe and Alex Show, and a new study finds straight men in bromances often kiss and cuddle. Yeah, let me explain this to you. In 317-239-1009, looking for people out there that got a bro. You got a little bromance going on in your life to see if this is something that you might do. And it says, it turns out bromances are real after all. A new study published in Sex Roles, that's a journal of research, asked a series of in-depth questions. This was to 30 British undergrads, so we're over in Britain for this one. They were sports students to try to find out and discover what straight men really get up to and do with their best friends. Results actually were kind of surprising and suggested that when behind closed doors, heterosexuals, so straight guys, don't let masculinity get in the way of forming close bonds.
Okay, what do you mean by close bonds?
Well, according to researcher Adam White, he said, participants suggested, for example, that a bromantic friend was someone who is literally there for you all the time and will always be there to back you up if you need it.
Okay, that sounds normal so far.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, well, yeah, that's a good friend. That's a bro, for sure. A bromance is between friends whose mutual support is perceived as limitless and unwavering. All of these participants said they had at least one relationship that they would classify as that. So still, pretty normal.
Okay.
Everything I would say, hell yeah, I would love to get me a good bromance going on. Well, here's where it gets interesting. All but one of the men asked, so out of those 30 guys, 29 said that they regularly engage in non-sexual physical intimacy.
What?
I'll repeat that. 29 out of 30 guys said that they regularly engaged in non-sexual physical intimacy.
Which is what?
Kissing, cuddling, and spooning.
Since
with their
when is
best
kissing
friend.
Not sexual?
Well,
kissing would be sexual to me.
I get, yeah, technically it is. Like, I don't look at it like that, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Depends what you're kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Even on the mouth, I think kissing is sexual.
Yeah, I mean, a special kiss is definitely that. Okay. All but one of the men interviewed engaged in cuddling and spooning their bromances, and most had kissed their bromances, said the guy that did the research.
No way.
He said that some people said things like, yeah, sometimes you can just lie in bed with your bromance, have a cuddle, and just talk.
What?
317-239-1009. Jamie, you are on the Joe and Alex Show.
What's up, guys?
What's up? So, you laughing because you got a bromance or what?
Oh, man. No. I mean, like, I explained, I had a buddy, man, you know, rest in peace, man. He got murdered around 2003. And, we were teenagers. And, you know, we used to play games and stuff like that. He used to put his feet on me and, if I'm on the floor and he was on the couch, he put his feet on me and whatever, and I'm playing a game and whatever. I didn't find anything wrong. I didn't see anything wrong with something like that. You know, if he was pressed up on me, like his back was pressed up on me, and I didn't find anything wrong with that. That was my boy. It was my man, you know. It wasn't no kissing or nothing like that going on, though.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, none of that. But you know, I don't find none of that. You know, I don't find that wrong. When we play sports, when guys play sports, you know, you slap each other in the butt. You know, like what's happening? Come on, what's that?
Okay,
you know?
That's true.
But I've always felt awkward about slapping another man on the ass. Like I've never really felt comfortable doing that. And there's nothing wrong with doing it. I'm just saying, me personally, that's not my thing.
So my senior year of high school, I started hanging out with this group of a bunch of guys and girls, and the guys were unlike anything I have ever seen. They were so close, totally had a bromance thing going on, and it was like funny, like they would like laugh and stuff, but they were totally like kissing each other.
What do you mean kissing? like on the cheek? Hold on, producer Moike, come over to my mic because I can't reach it. Can you come here real quick, please?
You're not gonna kiss me, are you?
No. Let's just see
how close you guys can get. Like, here's the thing. So they would like. They would jokingly get their mouths like as close to each other as possible.
All right, come close. All right, come near the mic.
Okay. Producer Mike and Joe are very close right now.
Okay, come closer. Oh, you had Coca. Did you drink Coca-Cola this morning? Yeah, I can smell Coca-Cola.
You did Coke this morning. Is that what you said?
All right. Was it closer than this?
Yeah, well, it's like your mouth. You try to get your mouth as close to the other person's mouth without actually touching. They would do this.
Wait, so they would like? Would they look each other in the face? That's weird.
Right. Yeah,
come
they
closer.
Would.
You come to me.
I'll come to me. Beard is like
come closer. Come closer. Oh,
why are you tickling his spear.
He's touching me. He is. He's
into trying to keep him away in case he tries to go in for the kill.
It is weird. Like, what do we have? Like, now, a good 4-inch separation.
They would get so close, their lips almost barely touched.
And that was
me,
a
and
game?
And they'd like laugh it off. Yeah, yeah. And they would constantly like rub on each other's shoulders. Like they just walk up behind each other and start giving each other massages and stuff. And I thought that was the weirdest thing, but I've never seen any other straight guys do that since. And a bunch of them are married
now,
two women.
This? Have you heard about guys having like a sword fight? Do you know what that is?
That's super gay, like in my opinion. You're not doing that if you're not gay.
Like when you, like,
yeah, you know, like, I know what it is.
The bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that is.
What?
I've been in a sword fight before.
You have not.
I was younger.
Okay.
Did you win?
Hell yeah, I won.
Let's see what other guys think.
All right, 317-239-1009. We will talk to you next. What you think about this bromance. Is that really involved now? Kissing, cuddling, and spooning?